Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, today, since last Friday, it's apart from the fact I'm 49, it's also my 27th year of walking with Jesus. I got born again July 4th, 1988, 6 p.m. And that's that date everybody, Kay and Temi, must know. And that's that date nobody should forget. The day your pastor got born again is July 4th. 1988, 6 p.m. If there's no 6 p.m., it's not the same thing. And so today also, this weekend, I celebrate 27 years of walking with Jesus, of being a Christian. And it makes all the difference. Praise the Lord. When I got born again, I did not get born again to test the waters. No. I got born again to know Jesus. And where I am, what I am, what I have, what I own today is attributable and attributed to the teachings of scriptures. The Bible made me and my household what I am today. I am a qualified accountant, so I am educated. But what I am today is not by virtue of my education. No. I am well traveled. I speak 2 foreign languages, right? But what I am today is not by reason of my travel. The Bible, the scriptures, and ardent following of the scriptures is what made me what I am today, has helped me have a great marriage, has helped me raise 2 biological children, teenagers. If you can cross teenage years, you have done well. You are halfway there. And we have done that. The first one is 20. The second is 18. It is scriptures that we have used to raise those children. And it's the same scriptures we are using to raise spiritual children. And we have many of them sitting here today and watching across the globe as we speak. Amen. And so over this weekend, I've taken the liberty to share some of my walking with you, my walk with God with you. And why am I sharing that with you? It is so you can understand, maybe by virtue of the life I'm modeling, you can learn to catch a glimpse of what your Father God wants for you, or what the scripture dictates to you. That's what this whole weekend is about. It's a very special weekend for me. This weekend, the weekend of my spiritual birth, is a special, and by the way, it is not my natural birth. The day I got born again and I saw the contrast of a life in Christ and a life without Christ, I immediately decided that I will never, ever again in my life celebrate the day I was born. This is now the day I was born. Praise the Lord. Powerful, 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 powerful. Pastor Femi was saying something yesterday. I said he had never seen anybody do that. I said, really? I thought that's what everybody does. I just thought so. That, wow. That's how everybody celebrates their spiritual birthday, you know? It says you are a new, hey. It says you are born again. So there's the first birth by a natural parent, and there's the second birth by God, and that second birth has to be nurtured by a spiritual parent. Oh, did you hear what I said? So there's the first birth by a natural parent, and then there is the second birth of God, and it has to be nurtured and developed by what? A spiritual parent. So, the man that was born by the natural parent was always subject to natural attacks. The one that was born by natural parents was always frustrated, was always limited, was always constantly under attack. Then come July 4th, and there's something called born again. I said, wow. So what is this thing? Because they said, if you want to give your life to Christ, come forward. I was very shy. I did not come forward. If you are like me, you'll be shy. I mean, all the girls, I was young then. I was 22. All the were nice church like this. Everybody was fine. Men were handsome. The girls looked like angels. You know, I should come out and say I'm the devil.
I said, no way. So they asked, if you want to give your life to God, come forward. I said, I looked around. I said, ah, no, not today, man. This boy is not going to say that. You know? But there was something. I said, what? But they all look nice. And I said, where did these guys come from? We all live in the same area. So that was on the third Sunday. On the fourth Monday, and they made the announcement that if you give your life to, those of you who have given your life to Christ, they all went forward. They came back. They said, come to so-and-so location by 5:30 or no, by 5 o'clock for new believers training. Trust me, I went. We all sat down in a small circle and they were teaching. They taught us about what it means to give their life to Christ. You know, so by 6 o'clock they said they were going to lay hands on everybody and they were going to speak in tongues. So the next day the counselor came, lay hands on everybody. Then I looked around and the guy came to me and I said, sir, before you do that, can I have a one-on-one conversation with you? He said, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, yesterday I didn't come out. Oh. He said, you didn't? He said, why are you here? I said, but I'm here now. What kind of question is that? You know, I don't know what he said. He said, so the guy took me, to aside to one corner. I said, so say after me. I said, Heavenly Father. I said, Heavenly Father. And then led me to a sinner's prayer. And so I said, what next? He said, well, say, we're in the class. I said, yeah. He said, so it's now to receive the Holy Ghost. I said, just like that? He said, yeah. And then he led me in faith, and I started praying in the Spirit. And I drove back home. And with 7 days after, I started reading the Bible and following what they were teaching me. And I realized, man, this life is, and I said, go and read the book of Ephesians. And then it's the book of John. So I want to recommend the book of Ephesians to you and the book of John. As I was reading through the book of Ephesians, I got to someone and said, we are seated. Is it Ephesians? Yeah? It said, far above. I said, no. Like my teenagers would say, I said, shut up. No. I am seated here and I'm seated there. This is witchcraft. Are you serious? Made myself in my room. Far above principalities, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness. I say, my goodness, this I understand. So you mean if I subscribe to this thing, I will be the head of all of them, or head of all witches, all wizards, all no more oppression. I said, no, I'm so in. This one, I'm so in. That was it. But today, I thought I would see the end of it. But you can't see the end of God. And I've been searching for 27 years. And I realized that, my goodness, he has empowered me. The more hunger I have for him, for the word and for scriptures, the more he empowers me. The more things around me align themselves to his will. Not my will. No, I'm too small. No. To his will. So I said, I like this. This is the new birth. And then another one caught my attention. 2 Corinthians 5:17. That you are now what? All things have passed away. Then, exactly. So I have a new beginning. Then he says, another one says you are more than a conqueror. Then the one says you are now an ambassador. Yes. I had friends who were children of ambassadors, and so I understood diplomatic immunity. So I say, is this what my friend is enjoying? My goodness. So when he says his father is an ambassador, this is what it means. So they are exempted from certain things. So I also am an ambassador now. My goodness. Do you understand the impact of that in the mind of a young believer? That thing, I still carry it up to today. So it changed my outlook, my confession, my perspective. So till today, spiritually, I receive and know that I am in charge. And it doesn't matter how big the problem is. Praise the Lord. That's how I ended up celebrating my spiritual birthday. If you look for me on the day I was born, you won't find me there. Amen. They'll say, he has risen. He's no longer here. So, on a day like this, I start sharing with you nuggets of 27 years of walking with the Lord. So, on Friday, and you must go and get the message and listen. It is free of charge, so you have no excuse. On Friday, I shared with you the impact of joy. That as a believer, you have to understand the impact. That how to access God through what? Through joy. Amen. Through joy. That you don't grumble to God. You dance to Him. And that really, really helped me. In the first service, we shared about the role of spiritual apprenticeship. This first service. Go and get the message. This second service, I want to share with you, time permitting, some other things I have encountered. The things that make God, the things that catches God's attention. How many of you understand that when you are on the motorway and you are driving and then you see a burning flame, what do people do? They slow down. And the Bible says that we are made in the image of God. Right? So when God sees someone who is burning, the traffic in heaven slows down to watch. Hallelujah. Are you listening? So it means that there are certain things you can do in your life that will make the traffic in heaven slow down and pay attention to you. Look, I am telling you what I do and the things that make God and how to get God's attention. How to make traffic. So the first one was what? I said joy, joy, joy. You complain about what is not working is the reason why heaven is not slowing down to observe you. Does that make sense? So complaint and murmuring and griping is not a solution. Worrying is not a solution. It's not a biblical solution. But it says in all things, say rejoice. And I say again, rejoice. Amen. He said, in everything, it says you should present your request, right, to God, your in prayers and supplications, isn't it? So joy is very important. And I said about spiritual what? Apprenticeship. I want to share something with you today that I want you to pay attention to. These are my things in my arsenal. Yeah? Let me show you something. First of all, let's look at Mark 16. Mark 16:15. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow only those who believe. These signs will follow those who believe. Then, colon. They now says, in my name, they will drive out what? They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. Hey, are you listening? So, number one, it's for your belief system. Your belief system. Many Christians do not believe the word of God. Your belief system is very, very important and it's fundamental. A lot of people do not believe. It says these signs will accompany those, and he qualify the criteria for accompany. What's the word? What's the verb there? For companionship. These signs, are you listening? So your belief system is what determines what follows you. Many Christians don't believe. They don't believe. And God helping me, I've been able to work on my belief system. And even if you are doubting, right, look for from the first service today, I said a spiritual apprenticeship program. Someone who will take you as an apprentice, as a spiritual apprentice, and build belief in you. Build belief of scriptures in you. Right? So my spiritual, every house is built by a man. So I was also built up by someone who understands the ways of God and taught me this thing. That's why I'm teaching you now as well. Are you listening? A lot of Christians don't believe the word. They are religious. Religion does not produce. When I got born again 27 years ago, I didn't come out to find out what is working and what won't work. I wasn't looking for... Let me give you a little bit about my background, right? And sincerity is very, very important. My mom wanted her children to go to church. She will force all of us, drive us out of home, and say, go to church. And then got us into a Catholic church. Man, where are we getting there? I won't go in. And I said, I'm not going to fool myself. I will go, I will sit outside. You know? And then one day, I looked at my mom, and I said, look, let me be very honest with you. These things have been going, I've not been going. The woman almost died. He said, he. And she sat down. I said, mommy, I've not been going. He says, so where have you been going? I said, I sit down in the shop opposite the church. She was very angry, but I wasn't ready to deceive myself. I'm not the kind of guy who deceives himself. Do I look like? I'm not. Even when I was not born again, I don't deceive myself. Are you listening? So when I came in, I came in because I really want results. That's where your belief starts from. Many of us don't believe. Many of us, we are religious because you have to go to church. What will you tell your parents? Many of us, we've been so groomed to going to church that if you don't go to church, you think something is wrong. Now think about it. Maybe you were raised in a Christian home. So from the age of six, you go to church. Right? The day you don't go to church, you think something is wrong. In fact, you won't be at peace. You will show up. But it's not about showing up. Make up your mind that I want to find out how this thing works and work it. That was my mindset. I had to find out. I came into a church. I saw people who were young like myself, 22, as at then. They were excited. They were happy. They looked like they had a sense of direction. And I said, my goodness, I don't have this. So what kind of drug are they on that they are this happy on a Wednesday? It's not even a Friday night. What kind of drug are they on? Why are they so happy? And then when they spoke like I was dumb. They had insights to life than myself. And that's how powerful the word of God is. And so I was out to be like them. I said, no, I must find out this thing. I must walk these things. These signs can only follow those who believe. Work on your belief system. Work on it. Associate with people. Listen, this thing is a very simple way. It's copy. We copy ourselves. We copy for results. We copy outcome. Jesus said, follow me and I will what? Show you. Follow me and I will make you. Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. How? You will see me the way I do things. You will see me the way I engage. You will see me the way I respond. You will see me the way I handle things. And then you will learn from it. And 3 years, they hung around with Jesus. When he was done, the weakest among them, 3,000 people were added to the church in one day. Are you listening? That's the first one. Your belief system. Work on it. Work on it. Sit down and ask yourself a question. Do I really believe God? What does it mean to believe God? What does it mean to believe the word of God? I will tell you what it means. It means you adjust your lifestyle to suit what you see and what you read of God and what you know of God. You adjust your lifestyle. You adjust. You can't keep your nature and your lifestyle and engage and say you believe God. No, it doesn't work. It does not work. At best, you will just be a church worshiper. And there are so many church worshippers without proof of worship. I jokingly tell people around me, I say, I didn't come to England to look at the bridge. No. I came to build a life. Right? I came to build my life, build my family, build a legacy. That's why I'm here. And God sent me to a people. That's why I'm here. So you determine in your heart, praise the Lord, you determine in your heart that you are going to, that what you hear, you will become what you read and what you hear of Scripture. You will align yourself, no matter how uncomfortable it is, to reflect what Scripture says about you. I said, what Scripture says about you. There are so many good things. Many of us believe what people say about us than what we read read in Scriptures about ourselves. That's not belief. He said, and as you do these signs, he says, say to the righteous, it shall be what? Exactly. Say to the righteous, it shall be well with you. So it is well with me. Come rain, come sun, come shine, come whether I'm broke, whether I don't have money, whether I have to eat. No, it is well with me. It's a foregone conclusion. It's like watching a movie. Yeah. Tommy is out this weekend. Eh? Tommy? Do you go to the movies? You married?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
We have Make My Marriage program. Eh? Got kids?
Yes.
How many?
Three.
Yes. How old is the eldest?
12.
Praise God. We have Make My Marriage program. Every year we audit our marriage to see how best we are doing. So your ticket is on me. Free ticket. You and your darling. Eh? Yeah? Tell your wife, I met one guy today. He's a great guy. So your ticket is on. It's 18th of this month. Yeah? Reggie, write it down. You enjoy yourself. Full blast. Yeah. It's adults only. No children. So write it down. Okay. So listen very carefully. When you see on the movie Isaiah, it doesn't matter how they hit Tommy. How many of you see that movie? Tommy, they will hold Tommy, tie Tommy to a stick, you know, and they punch him. Bam! Bam! Where is the vial? Bam! Bam! As they are punching Tommy like that, I'm eating popcorn. Because Tommy can't die in the movie now. What are you talking about? How many of you understand that? You understand what I'm talking about? You go to the movies? I brought you married. Yeah? You're a beautiful couple. I mean, she's beautiful. How often do you say she's beautiful? Okay. How often does she tell you that she's there? Every morning. Yeah. Take my hand, please. Every morning you tell her she's beautiful, is that right?
Most morning.
Yeah. Because he's holding the hand of his pastor and he's confessing. Why is there? You can't hold my hand, I'm saying otherwise now. Most mornings. There are 7 mornings in a week. How many of them?
At least four.
You have tried. You do more than most bachelors. So, children? Right? Your ticket is on me. You see that my daughter there? See her. Make my marriage. That will upgrade you from 4 to 7. I'm telling you. If you upgrade after Make My Marriage, if she sees you in the morning, she will say, praise God.
She does.
She does? Take my hand. God bless you. See my daughter there, get your ticket for me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, it doesn't matter how, does he take you to a movie? You don't do movies. What do you do, restaurant? When was the last time you took to a restaurant? Last Thursday. This is our church member. This is our church member. Yeah. If you're not our church member, you'll be saying, you're a church member. You're on the right track. Praise the Lord. All right. So in the movie, what happens is that it doesn't matter how they hit the actor. The more they hit Tommy. Tommy is Tom Cruise, by the way. Yeah. As they are punching him, I say, Bola, give me popcorn. Let's see how Tommy will come out of this thing. He always comes out. We went to see a movie the other day. The first, it was Chanom. Yeah, you know, I mean, Pastor Bola's fan. He's got the six-pack, I don't know. Yeah. We got there. First 5 minutes, the man died in the movie. The whole popcorn and that, in fact, I was so angry. That's why I was eating salt. So I asked my wife, so what are we watching here now? Actor is dead in scene one. Scene one. Which actor died? Now listen very carefully. In the fight of life, it's a fixed match. You are the Tommy of life. You are loaded with the Holy Ghost. How are they going to tie you to a stick and beat you? How? It is to make a public show of the weakness of the enemy.
Amen.
So they will throw things at you. Sometimes life will look like it's not working, but you are the actor.
Amen.
Your story is not finished.
Amen.
Oh, your story is not finished. Your story is not over. Because God needs to use that situation to show that he is the head of all things. And also to prove to you that all things are yours.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And you will not bow to anything.
Amen.
And to show to the world that greater is he. So the way we measure greatness is by resistance.
Mm.
George. The way we measure greatness is by resistance. I don't know how strong you are until I put you under pressure. It is your capacity to resist that tells us how strong you are. Isn't it?
Yes.
That's the way it is. You've got to change your belief system. Amen. When things are not working, it is when we watch your resistance. The strength of your resistance is an indication of how strong you are. Are you listening? So some people, when things happen to them, they crash. Then we know that this person is weak. It's not when things are going well that we know that you are strong. Anybody can say we are strong until the time of resistance. It is the resistance of life that tells us how strong you are. Amen. Are you listening? That is a belief. That is what I came to understand in my walk with God. That I have to be strong. They that know their God shall be what? The evidence that you know God is how much resistance. Amen. So knowledge is measured by resistance. Knowledge is not measured by celebrations. No. We all can say Jesus is good and is Lord. When we live in fine houses, our kids are fine, our stomach is full, and we have a nice car. Who won't say Jesus is Lord when you drive an S-Class 350? Everybody, Jesus is Lord. I sit in my car now, I say, praise God. But once upon a time, 97, see story. When you open your fridge and you scratch your head, not because of option, because it's empty. You know that some people, when they open their fridge, they are scratching their head. Isn't it? They say cheese. They say, which one? We have Swedish. We have blue cheese. We have they have cheddar cheese. Yes. Yeah. They have, do you want it? One of them slice, one of them sprinkle. But when you open your fridge, there's no cheese. You say, then you say, praise God. Amen. That is when we know how strong you are. They say, those that know they are God, they are strong. Lord, I thank you. My Lord shall supply all my needs according to the riches in glory. Hallelujah. It's a great day. It's a blessed day. Amen. I will become, I will achieve higher, higher all the time. I will go deeper. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's how we measure it. So you need to change your belief system. Until you change your belief system, you stay grounded. The Bible is a modus operandi for living life. It's not a book, a collection of books that dates. You know, sometimes many of us Christians, we have like airhead about worship, about God, about. It's not the airhead. You've got to know what you are doing. You will know what you are doing. You've got to know what you are doing in faith, and you've got to know how to approach God. It's not just you know, there's got to be structure and order in your life. You've got to know exactly what you are doing. You've got to know what you are up against in every area of your life. This thing requires to settle down and learn deeply. Don't you know the people I can't stand? It's my birthday, I can be honest with you. Yeah? The people I can't stand are Christians who just brush everything under the carpet of spirituality. You brush everything. The lazy man, the lazy Christian, will brush everything. And that's right. You know their favorite phrase? Just believe in God. Believe in God for what? What are you still waiting for? They that know their God, right, shall be strong. And you are not doing exploits. You are telling that you are believing God. What are you believing God for? Why are you telling stories? Say, I don't know. And I asked the Lord, what must I do? That man was honest, man. He said, Master, what must I do to be saved? We can't be speaking grammar here, all of us following you, and we pretend as if we know where we are going to. I don't know where I'm going to. What must I do to enjoy this kind of salvation? A well-calculated question. He was seeking a solution, and he was determined to find out what to do. And then the 21st century Christian will say, we are believing God. Believing God for what? Do you know what to do? Do you know what steps to take? Do you know how to take that steps? Do you know? He said, you shall hear a voice behind you telling you which way to go. And then you are telling me you are believing God. A born-again Christian should never be confused. Don't hide anything under spirituality. There's nothing. There's nothing hocus pocus and, oh, the Lord, nothing. We are human. We live on earth, but we have access to supernatural ability. You don't know how to get it? Sit down and be honest with yourself. Change your belief. Change your belief. Amen? Praise the Lord. Say so, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Then these signs. Assignment. So I've told you first that my belief system. So I'm going to believe God and his word. I'm going to get access to that power, and that power to become anything the Lord wants me to become. Two, you must know the place of soul winning. You must understand the place of what? Soul winning. He says, listen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel. My friend, listen very carefully. You must find a way to preach the gospel. You must find a way to minister the Christ. You must find a way to minister Christ. It's your assignment as a believer. If you want the all of God, you must find a way. You must be calculating about it. You must be pragmatic about it. You must have a strategy. You must have a process in place. You must have a plan to execute that instruction. If you do not execute that instruction, there are certain things in God you will never taste. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So I'm talking about my life now. Let me say, so Pastor, how do you do it? This is how I do it. If I come into an environment for the first time, I'm going to scan around. I'm going to find out who does God want me to connect with. Right? So, if it is Toju, right, I'm going to come to Toju. In the first, this is what I do. I still do it up till now, even in church. Listen very carefully. My first 5 minutes is to find out what needs does Toju have. Whether it's in the marketplace or in ministry, works all the time. How can I add value to Toju's life? Toju is not a Christian, but we work in the same environment or we meet outside. Hey, what's your name? Oh, Toju. Oh, my friend. Oh, I'm Eddie. How are you? Let's go. Praise the Lord. Hey, I said, all right, we got chatting. My whole mind is to get to know this man. That's my whole mind. In the first 5 minutes, I'm going to try and find out what is this man's top three issues. What are his top three concerns? How can I plug myself and be part of that concern as a helper? That's my means of evangelism. Please, let me see that. Oh, and by the way, that is how he came to church too. We met on a golf driving range. Yeah? I want to play golf with her husband, Pastor Fatmata. And then he saw us. He walked across. As he shook my hand and walked away, I turned to her husband. I said, I like that man. I want him in our church. So together, we surrounded him like a prayer. Got his telephone number, right? I said, every time I will ask my son, have you called Toju? Have you called Toju? If he has not called Toju, it's a big problem. Yeah. Because that guy has got to be in church. He's an asset to the kingdom. He just doesn't know it. Have you called Toju? That's how we started. Yeah. Romancing called Toju. Today, Toju is a minister in the church. And he spent how many years, Toju? 12 years. 12 years. You must develop your personal strategy for soul winning. If not, you won't see God. You just don't do religion. You can do. See, it's good to serve in church as an usher, as a member of the choir. It is not your personal agenda for soul winning. That is what Jesus said you should do. Ushering is what pastor said you should do. Are you listening? Join the choir is what Pastor Eddie wants you to do. Go and serve in media is what Pastor Eddie said you should do. If you say you are not doing, it's still okay. It doesn't make a difference, isn't it? Go and work in the junior church. Pastor, and I've heard that before. I don't quite like children. It's okay. If you don't like children, me too, I don't like them. You come and sit down here. Yeah? But we can negotiate that. And it's okay. But this one is a must. Your pastor still does this. I said to Pastor Bola this morning, I said, that's non-Christian. I need to connect that way. He said, is it? He said, no. He said, don't go and soil your name. I said, so my dear, who gave me name in the first place? I need to connect with that person. He said, are you sure? Are you sure this is good? I said, it's all right. What is your personal, do you have a personal strategy for soul winning? Ask yourself that question. I just described my agenda for soul winning. And there are different types of soul winners. There are people, there are different types of fishermen. Some, they fish, throw a rod. Yeah? Isn't it? That's how you fish. Some people fish like that. There are some people, they when they go fishing, they fish with trawlers. Isn't it? Trawlers. So they get this sophisticated machinery, and then they cast the net, and then they drag this net in. That's fishing. What is yours? Are you a trawler person, or are you a rod person? I'm a rod. I pick the fish, one fish at a time is mine. But you may be many fishes at a time. Ask God for it. Because your success as a Christian is dependent on the fulfillment of this verse. Are you listening? Find out your personal DNA for soul winning. But whatever you do, you must win a soul. Because you will never access power. Can we read that together? Mark, I will close with here. Mark 6:56. Do you understand? Because I'm going to ask you what you've learned today, okay? That's my new style now. Yeah. Just sit and just talk like this for 1 hour. I don't know whether I'm entertaining you or not. Yeah. But Reggie, I won't ask you because you don't run away. Mark 16:15. Can we? 1, 2, go. Okay, pause. Ask your neighbor, what's your personal plan to do this? What's your personal plan to do this? How will you leave this one? You're saying that my God shall provide all my needs. You want that one. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in heaven. You want that scripture. What about this one? What's your plan for this? So I have explained to you for the past 27 years the kind of fisherman I am. You are a fisherman. That is the nature of this call. A lot of people come to the Christian fold and all they are looking for is how to manifest giftings. You've not done the first principles. How do you manifest giftings when you want to talk about spiritual things? You've not won a soul. When was the last time you led somebody to Christ? Or when was the last time you added a soul to your local church? There is no personal agenda for soul winning. And yet, we want the deep things of God. No, my sister, my brother, that's not how I did it for 27 years. That's not how. Amen? Can we read on? Pause. Can we read from the top again? Matthew 16:15. 1, 2, go. From the top. All right? 15 and 16. 1, 2, go. He said to them, go into the world, and preach the gospel. Okay? Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But who does not believe will not be condemned. That's your assignment. I see people ask me maybe several times, Pastor, I want to find out what the will of God is for me. This is the primary will of God. This is the major. If you don't major on this one, right, there's nothing else. So, in closing, please, on Friday, I've taught you about joy. I'm giving you blueprints. Blueprints are there for you to study, learn, and implement. There is no magic. There's no. Oh, this thing. Yeah, I can't do this thing because only gifted people. Or you have to be at a certain level in Christ. There's nothing called so. He says the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. Do you know who John was? And yet he says the least in the kingdom of God is greater than John the Baptist. The man who established a ministry in the desert and the whole city cleared out to go and hear him. No media required. I say greater things. The least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. So there's no hocus pocus. This is what the word. So find out, Lord, what is my personal agenda? So I taught you about joy. I taught you about spiritual mentorship, spiritual apprenticeship, first service. Now I've taught, what did I teach you? Go for what? What have you learned? Quickly. Is that first service or second service? This service. You must preach the gospel. Yes? Belief system. Yeah? How many of you have a belief system? All right, belief system. Yeah? What? You must have a personal strategy for evangelism. Yeah? Ekatishigu. Yeah? Adjusting your lifestyle to do what? To align with scriptures, sir. Identify the kind of fisherman you are. Yeah? That's me. So for each strategy, for each method, there is a way you go. You could the way, in fact, when you go fishing, right, you have to have the kind of bait, isn't it? The kind of hook, the kind of bait, the kind of time, right? If you are a trawler, right? If you are a kind of trawler, but maybe yours is technology, maybe yours, does that make sense? So maybe we'll do a teaching on that. Yeah, who else? Benga? What? God's primary will for your life is for you to develop a plan for personal soul winning. If not, you have no plan with him. Yeah? Twin. Yeah, the what you believe and receive, right, will change your outlook and perspective in life. Yes? Understanding the place of soul winning is higher. What? Greatness and strength is measured by your what? Resistance. Nike. Our primary purpose is to preach the word. Dr. Flo. Exactly. Life for truth and authority, but actually we are the actors of life, right? Actors doesn't go out in a good movie. But the world that God has created is the Bible says, and God looked at everything. It was good. Genesis, isn't it? Lane. Hey, speak grammar. I'm just mesmerized by how you speak. I didn't hear. I don't understand it. You have to slow down. Exactly. Soul winning is the first thing. So using your gift in church is secondary. Don't use your gift in church and then think that you have fulfilled kingdom's mandate. No. When this church started, right? The very first set of, the people who ushered in the first service, half of them were not born again. And those who came didn't even know the difference. Yeah? We can call Blue Arrow and say, can you give us people who can stand by the door and take off the kids? You know? But non-Christians work as nannies. Yeah. Non-Christians work as nannies and hotels. People, they are event managers and they're not born again. We can pay an event manager to manage this entire service. Are you kidding? And they do a good job. As you are coming in, per hour they are paid, they will welcome you. Isn't it? Oh. In fact, they even come with their own uniform. but they're not born again. That can be outsourced. But this one, you need the Spirit of the Lord to catch a soul. Amen?
Amen.
So you understand? Yeah? Our main purpose is soul winning. It's soul winning. Okay. Rest your feet and let us pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We adore you. Father, we thank you for this service. Thank you for what you will do with in the life of your people through that which has been taught to them in this hour of spiritual mentoring. Jehovah, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.